Welcome to this introduction for the audio-described performance of A Good House, a new work from South African writer Amy Jefter, directed by Nancy Medina. The audio-described performance is at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 1st, and there will be a touch tour before the performance at 12:30 p.m. Please wait in the foyer, where you'll be met by the audio-describers and front-of-house staff. The play lasts approximately 1 hour and 40 minutes, with no interval, and will be described by Megan Brooks. This introduction is written by Jake Hayes and Megan Brooks and lasts 12 minutes. A Good House is set in present-day South Africa in the suburban community of Stillwater. The action moves between the homes of two couples living on the development. The domestic settings are contained inside a space with an area of approximately 5 metres by 5 metres. They are bordered by a double strip of illuminated neon lighting. The gap between the strips fills with light, with dark areas denoting windows and doorways in the different homes. Behind the living area, a small shack rises from the ground and remains present throughout. It is initially a large box, around 1.5 meters high, with a flat, corrugated iron roof. But later, the structure expands to the size of a garden shed, made from scavenged materials, including wooden doors and painted windows. Later still, it acquires a pot plant, chimney, and yellow revolving satellite dish. We first visit Sihle and Bonolo, whose home is a tasteful mix of contemporary design and striking African artwork. Two large prints hang in the centre of the back wall, featuring stylized black faces in accents of red and green. On either side of the prints are sets of three hanging woven bowls, decreasing in size from ceiling to floor. Underneath the decoration is a drinks unit on casters. It has a black granite work surface with a sink. Below are two illuminated cupboards, including a well-stocked wine fridge on the right, and an open-fronted unit containing more bottles of wine and elegant glasses hung upside down. A bamboo chair with cream-coloured cushioned seats and woven sides sits to the right, along with a tall metallic vase filled with fluffy white feathers. In front are two large grey sofas facing each other, spaced around 10 feet apart. Like most of the furniture, the sofas are low to the ground. Two large grey cushions are placed on either sofa, decorated with monochrome African patterns. Between the sofas is a large cream-coloured rug, decorated with black and brown geometric patterns. A round bamboo coffee table sits in the centre, initially laden with a generous platter of cheese and fruit. There is a smaller bamboo table next to the left-hand sofa, holding an egg-shaped glass paperweight. An orange beanbag is positioned beside the right-hand sofa. The home of Andrew and Jess is far more sparse, with no decoration or drinks unit. On the sofas, the cushions are reversed onto their plain grey sides. The floor is without a rug or a coffee table, allowing plenty of room for Jess to lay her yoga mat and a woven bag containing several small towels. There is a window at the back of the room, overlooking the shack, which is sometimes obscured by two grey sliding panels hung from the ceiling. Later, at a community meeting in Andrew and Jess's home, the sofas are moved closer together and positioned diagonally, with four scatter cushions evenly placed in a row in front. A small coffee table with cloth is positioned between the sofas. Characters. Sifiso Mazibuko plays Sihle, a 35-year-old black man with dark brown skin. He's tall and well-built, but a little out of shape. Sihle's head is bald and he has a short, black goatee. His hooded brown eyes look gently on those around him, particularly his wife Bonolo. When concentrating, he furrows his brow. Sihle is quick to laugh and often fixes a wide, toothy grin onto his face when conversations become uncomfortable. His movements are calm and measured, but become more animated when he is worked up. When he sings to Bonolo in Zulu, his body is taken over with a tense, ancestral-like movement, stamping his feet and bowing his head. We first meet Sihle, dressed casually in navy blue trousers, brown leather shoes, and a blue long-sleeve sports top. On his left wrist is a large gold watch. When entertaining his neighbours Christopher and Lynette, he wears a navy shirt and a pinstriped teal tie. Later, when he goes jogging, he dresses in expensive black sportswear, complete with leggings under his shorts and an Apple Watch. Sihle is married to Bonolo, who is played by Mimi Mkaisa. Bonolo is around 5'8". She is a black woman with a full figure in her early 30s. She has dark brown skin with intelligent brown wide-set eyes, framed by slender arched eyebrows. Her expression is soft and open, and remains so even when she is making cutting remarks or arguing a point with her neighbours. Her long black hair hangs in braids to her lower back, and she often flicks it over her shoulders. Bonolo moves with fluid, genteel grace. Bonolo favours colourful and flowing outfits. As she moves excitedly around her new home, she wears pink trousers with a loose-sleeved top patterned in bright greens, pinks and yellows. When she hosts an evening with Christopher and Lynette, she adds a sheer, floor-length fuchsia robe which floats around her as she moves. At home, Bonolo favours bare feet. When out jogging with her husband, she dresses in black leggings and a fitted black top. Scott Sparrow plays Christopher, or Chris for short, a white man in his mid-40s with a soft, medium build and short, wavy brown hair worn in a side parting. His face is heart-shaped, with brown hooded eyes and a short, dense beard flecked with grey. Christopher is 6'1", and he takes up a great deal of space with his presence, which he carries with an assured confidence, often standing legs apart and hands on hips. His gestures are large, and he regularly waves his hands above his head to emphasize a point. If feeling cornered, his gestures can become quite frenetic, although his smile often remains, even when his behavior is aggressive. Christopher wears smart casual attire, dark grey chinos, tan leather shoes, and a white shirt crossed with a dark check pattern, the cuffs rolled up. Later he wears light tan trousers and a pale blue shirt, the collar open. Olivia Darney plays Lynette, Christopher's wife. Lynette is a white woman in her mid-40s and is 5'3" with a curvy frame. Her styled, wavy blonde hair is highlighted and she wears it hanging just below her shoulders. Later, in the neighbourhood meeting, it is tied back with a clawed clip. Her grey eyes sit in a round face with a delicate chin and soft mouth. Lynette smiles a lot, but beneath her apparent laid-back demeanour is a tension which shows in her frequent clasping of her hands. She wears skinny jeans with turn-ups, brown-heeled sandals, and a pale, loosely fitted satin blouse. When marketing a house to a prospective buyer, she dresses in a pale blue wraparound dress with loose sleeves and skirt that ends just below her knees, and white plimsolls. Robin Rainsford plays Jess, a recent arrival to Stillwater with her husband Andrew. Jess is a white woman in her early 30s and has brown, straight hair that hangs to her shoulders. She wears it pulled half up, half down. Her blue eyes sit in a slender, fair-skinned face with high cheekbones. Jess is around 5'5" with a slim frame. Despite being a yoga teacher intent on a calm atmosphere, Jess's movements are quick and energized when she is not practicing. She often bounces from foot to foot and parts skips as she moves about her home. At times of stress, she falls into her yoga deep breathing exercises, raising her arms in the air. When we first meet her, she is wearing light grey leggings and a matching crop top. Later, for the neighbourhood meeting, she is dressed in a red gingham jumpsuit with shoulder straps and loose trousers. Kai Luke Brummer is Andrew, Jess's partner. In his early 30s, Andrew is a 6-foot-tall white man with a slim, athletic physique. He has thick brown, tousled hair, slightly longer on top, and a thin goatee beard. He has a youthful, oval face with blue eyes. Chris's entire demeanour feels young. His highly strung energy, particularly when he's worked up about something, shows in frenzied gestures. He often rubs his brow when feeling stressed and carries a tension in his shoulders. Andrew wears slim-fit jeans, a white-fitted t-shirt with a manga-style design on the front, and white socks. Later, he adds black slip-on shoes. Credits. Creative production team. Writer, Amy Jefter. Director, Nancy Medina. Designer, Ultz. Lighting designer, Chris Davey. Sound designer, Elena Peña. Composer, Femi Temuo. Casting Director, Arthur Carrington. Associate Director, Tatenda Shamiso. Assistant Designer, Shaquel Devereaux. Costume Designer, Lucy Walshaw. Dramaturg, Gillian Greer. Voice and Accent Coach, Hazel Holder. And the Drama Therapist, Samantha Adams. Content Warnings. A Good House contains themes of racial discrimination and classism, references to dispossession, loud noises, and sound effects. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled and there is an open-air bar outside the theatre. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at https://bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, for example, if a visit to the theatre in advance of the show would help, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877 1pm to 6pm Monday to Saturday, or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. That is the end of this audio introduction.